One of the things that I'm very excited about that the Y just got is the Silver Sneakers program, which is an insurance-based coverage program that allows, you know, older active senior citizens to come in and have their insurance cover their membership for them. It's not covered by every single, you know, policy and plan that's out there, but a lot of people in the Marquette area are covered by Silver Sneakers, and it's one of those things where we can get people in. We have Silver Sneakers classes specifically designed for, you know, older active adults, you know, things that focus on flexibility, cardiovascular health, and things like that. So it's just a really nice program to have. I mean, you get all the same benefits as, you know, a regular membership at the Y. So it's a wonderful thing. If you don't know if you're covered, come give me a call. I'll check out it and see if you're eligible or not, and we can get you going.
And what are some of the aspects of the program? Is it a fitness program or wellness, or what do you focus on?
So with Silver Sneakers, it's like a nationwide program, you know, held across facilities all across the country, including, you know, a lot of Y's. So it really does focus on just healthy living, basically. We do offer specific classes for Silver Sneakers, but the point of the program is just to get you in the door, get you involved with some of the things that are going on at the Y. Your membership is just like anybody else's, you know, at the Y. You're not, you don't have like a certain time that you're allowed to come or anything like that. Your membership is just like anybody else's at the Y. So it's just one of those things where people can come in, get a free membership. We just check to see if you're eligible, and like I said, aimed for older active adults.
And that's one of the things that's nice about it, because a lot of times when we talk with you and other folks from the Y, we've been talking a lot about kids programs and stuff like that lately, especially in the summertime. But it really is indicative that the Y has something for everybody.
And I really appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, we're all encompassing. You know, we try to turn nobody away. We understand that there are community needs that need to, you know, be met and addressed. And this is, you know, one of the ways, you know, we're trying to go about that.
What else is happening?
All right. So another thing that I'm really excited about is the YMCA's diabetes prevention program. It's a year-long program aimed at preventing the onset of type 2 diabetes. We have multiple lifestyle coaches at the Y, and we all got trained in to be lifestyle coaches. And it's one of those things where we facilitate group discussions for 16 weeks. And then we try to just make healthy lifestyle changes in those people's lives.
It sounds like simple, yet simple concept, and maybe not that easy to do. So that's where the support of having a group together in it comes into play.
You know what? The program is a classroom setting. A trained lifestyle coach facilitates small group of participants in learning about healthier eating, physical activity, and just behavior changes over the course of 4 months, just to ensure that we can meet our goals of, you know, losing 7% of our body weight and just increasing our physical activity to 150 minutes a week. It's one of those things where, you know, if you really look at it, diabetes and obesity, that's just really an epidemic that's sweeping the country. And obviously we're looking at community needs, assessing, you know, what the community is going through health-wise. And we feel like this program that we have is an amazing way to help, you know, curb the onset of type 2 diabetes by getting more physically active and making those dietary changes that really help, you know, affect your life.
It's interesting when you talk about some of these programs, there's a lot there going on in terms of wellness and prevention, which I know is also a big part of programs there, that it seems to be easier to prevent than try to fix when it's maybe a little too late. Don't want to say too late, but you know what I mean. Once something has sort of onset, then it's a little harder to correct it.
Yeah, when you say something like that, it gives me goosebumps, because we know that if we're proactive in a lot of different areas, we can help prevent, you know, Medicare costs. We can help improve your style of life and your quality of life just by, you know, making a few subtle changes and just increasing your physical activity. And we know that there's a need in the community for a program like this. And this is why we try to do things that, you know, help people, you know, gain a more positive aspect about life and go on to leading a more healthy and active lifestyle.
It is a Y Wednesday, and what else is on the plans?
So I want to talk about a little bit about our Live Strong program, our cancer survivorship program. Our new session for that will be starting on September 11th, running through November 29th. This group of cancer survivors, they meet twice a week, you know, in Marquette. We're looking at Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Also, we're looking out in the West End, you know, Ishpeming-Negaunee. We're going to have a session out there at our facility from 5:30 to 7 in the evening. This program is absolutely amazing. Some of the most incredible stories I've heard have come from the Live Strong Cancer Survivorship Program.
And what is it exactly? Is it a support group, an activity group, a little bit of both?
So what we have, you know, we try to get anywhere between, you know, 12 and 16 people in a group at a time. All cancer survivors, you know, is you could be in remission for 5 years, or you could have just gotten out of chemo. We really look to personalize, you know, a workout program that helps, you know, increase your cardiovascular endurance, helps you with your flexibility, helps you with your stability. And we do resistance training. We do yoga. We do things in the water. Different kind of activities just to get everybody moving, and it's just we're trying to build muscle mass and strength and improve confidence and self-esteem, because, you know, coming off of cancer is one of the most difficult things, you know, people can do in their lives, and mm-hmm. we're just trying to make that transition to back to a healthy lifestyle as easy as possible.
It must be interesting working at the Y right now with these changes that have come from the corporate head and all of that about, it's so much more than a strength fitness kind of facility. It is a shift over to a mindset of preventive wellness in a way, isn't it?
Preventive wellness is, you know, kind of what we're aiming for right now, you know, especially with all the changes in healthcare that are coming up. It's very important that we be proactive in the community at preventing, you know, like I said, you know, when we're talking about the YMCA diabetes prevention program, preventing the onset of type 2 diabetes, because these are things just by increased physical activity, dietary changes, we can change your life and help you, you know, move on to making more positive lifestyle changes. It's amazing.
So if folks want to find out more, stop in, obviously, but what are the phone numbers and website?
Website, ymcamqt.org. Check us out on there. We also can call the front desk. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions about the YMCA Diabetes Prevention Program, Silver Sneakers, our Live Strong Cancer Survivorship Program. Call us at 227-9622. We'd love to hear from you.